the tough group Dalit, and we did the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. I mean, we did the Tzadik, and we did Sif Gimel. And we're holding the Mishnah Berurah, holding Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin. So we don't know what's called Gdol or Ketano nowadays. So we said that this is mutter to do in this process of refus, which is a type of a grain. You cannot do it in a large machtesh, is a large mortar. You can do it in a small one. But we don't know what's called large and what's called small, and therefore we should aser everything. So Mishnah Berurah says, Ein bir alocha. So that's bir alocha, kiven she'ein. So he brings the pre. This hakra is taken out of the tour. He brings the pre chodesh is chelak at tour because of the medirah kol apayskim buchad the gam the dan shayach haidin the mishaber bikiin on bazeh. We are considered a baki, but we can tell what's called a large one, what's called a small one. So what's the definition? The chol shem regilim litosh bazeh b'sharim asashana midei katnusa mikra ketana. Anything which you wouldn't normally use has the status of katana. And he says, in the Maaseh, this is Issa d'Rabbanan, so therefore going to be Mekel. He says, if you're going to do it in the normal, very small one, which you use normally for spices, instead you're doing grains in that, you're doing wheat in that, that's going to be, clearly going to be, it's going to be a shinui. Also, the Marshal does not quote the Tor. There's a larger kli which are used to ground barley. They never do anything else. Doing using another kli is going to be motor. You're allowed to do it. But there's a different problem. In the case of the Sarim, there's a different malach, which is a problem, and that is Zora. When you pulverize the barley, there's a large amount of psalus. They do an act of zera, throwing it up and catching it and having the shaft blow away, and that's going to be yasur. So it's not going to be an eitzah to do it with sardim. Mitzad, the isra of ksisha would be mutter, but mitzad, the isra of zera is a problem. Therefore, you can't do ksisha, but you can't end up using it. So we wouldn't see why that'd be mutter. Theoretically, Mishra would hold, if you do ksisha and then pick out the pieces that you need by hand to use, so that would be mutter. So the Maisa, he seems to be Machriya, that the strong tzad to say that we can be Mekel nowadays to pulverize wheat in the very small crucibles that they use for spices. Okay, then there came along the Ramon. Ramon said, you're allowed to take cheese and rub it on the kli, which is like a grater. That's Mutar and Yomtiv. Yurches. We said before that the pepper in its own pepper mill is also, you can do it, you can pulverize it in a mortar and pestle, in a mortar with a pestle, but you can't grind it in the mill. So why over here is cheese mutter to grate in the grater? Okay, so what's the difference? The Rechayim have the Ubda Dachol Tzfei. That's more an Ubda Dachol. I can't tell you the alumnus why one is more Ubda Dachol than the other. I don't know why one's more Ubda Dachol than the other. Never not clear to me why that's so. But it does in a shina ma'atz that mitzvah shinui. Dalpi roi vein mafik tam. Since it's not mafik tam, we said anyway, it's not mafik tam. You could do it before yom tov. If you waited to do it until yom tov, you have to do it with a shinui. In mafik tam, if it is does lose flavor by doing it beforehand, what I feel obli shinui min adin. There's no din of need of shinui. The yesh noigim l'liya b'chol gavli mishani. They said, well, the minhag was always to do a shinui, just because that's but the maker then doesn't need it. Therefore, the tamcha shakur and achrein. We have more what we call more achrein, horseradish. Avol gav shet kam upon him techen a tamcha b'shir meruba l'shnayim l'shasha yamin. Sometimes we do a larger amount at one time. So that's how much is like done for a longer period of time, which we said that's normally usher. When you're doing it for that day, it'll be mutter. You're using a mill, that's a problem. But over here, you're doing it in this grater, grinder, whatever you're doing. You're doing it like on a grater. So that's not the normal way of doing anything, which is done for a long period of time. See, only a few days where that's not what Chazal meant. It was also. So take a look at the Shartzi and Alamid base. So the Mishabura, this quote is from Mechayadim. Mechayadim seems a differential between how much of a Maisachol it is. Rechayim is a Maisachol, Gomer, and the greater is not. Which you know, fits with what he said before, which we're not sure what that meant either. But he brings a second reason. The Rabba says a different reason why grading the chrein is mutter. You know, you do more than a day, more than one day's worth at a time. The davka hechesh derech liyamim harbe gosu chachamim. So much is done for 2 or 3 days. It's not what Chazal meant. They said Yamim Harbe. They didn't mean 2 or 3 days. So much is not much that they can do for large amounts at a time. Person grinds, takes wheat to the mill, and he grinds the wheat. So that wheat that he's going to grind is going to be, you know, he does a large amount, not much for days, weeks, you know, months. It'll do it one shot. It'll grind a tremendous amount of wheat. That's what Yamim Harbe meant. Person harvests a field. He harvests his whole field where that's the whole year's worth of produce, and take him a few months to eat it. He'll harvest it in one time. That's what Chazal meant Yom Harv that they said was us. So much normal to do for Yom Harv, you can't do on Yom Tov even a little bit amount. But so much you do, but the derech is 2 or 3 days. In the case of the crane, so that's not what they were talking about. So if you do, obviously you can't do for more than what you need for Yom Tov. But if you want to do it for the one day's worth for Yom Tov, that'll be mutter.
What can't you do?
You can't do it for Yom Tov for Chol. Okay, so there is and the lament is behind this is the malachas which were directly part of the achila process of mutter, malachas which are part of the harvest process, the getting the food are awesome. So the harvest, the milling, those type of things, those aren't done as part of the food preparation process. You don't say, well, I need some bread, let's go to the field and get some wheat, and then we'll go grind it. And that's how you do that one time for the year, and then when you're ready to make bread, you take the flour and you make it into dough. So lisha, that's part of the achila process. Right, so you're saying chrein is somewhere in the middle. Right? I don't wait till the last minute that I need a chrein necessarily and grind the chrein. But when I grind for 2 days' worth. But on the other hand, it's more, well, we need it for some meals, let's go make some. As opposed to saying, let's just grind it, grade up weeks or months' worth at a time. So he's saying that's not what Chazal said. That's still more doima to the achila process than it is to the food harvesting process, that type of a thing. This is Right now, I need some grain. I grain some grain. Was I grain? I grain for a few days. I'll have for a few days. I'll have for the, today's meal, tomorrow's meal, the next day's meal. It's more closer to your achila process. The same way I might bake for today and tomorrow at one shot. Right? But doesn't take away from the fact that that's the achila process. So that's mutar and yom tov. But obviously you can't do an yom tov for after yom tov. So he brings it the Rashba. The Rashba said the chilek between the longer and shorter wasn't as a defining element of the malacha, but rather Rashba says because a gzer you might come and do for the weekdays. Refer you might come and do it for b'tzarachol. It's not because it's a definition of the malach. Theoretically, right now I want to grind wheat to use for now. It's for your mother. But since the derech was to do it for a lot of the time, we're afraid you might forget yourself and want to, you're grinding, grind a lot. So that's the problem according to the Rashi. If he's there. That's the argument. After Lomer, the Chol Shederach Lasis Hadavra LeYosim Yom Echad, who Bichlal Gzeru. So anything which Shederach is to do for more than one day, so the Isra applies. Therefore, the Gzeru should apply. Mikol Malkam Shila the Yerabe the Gzeru LeHoye Raka the Worm Shem Mechidim LeYomim Harbe. Well, Shem Ramban. Against other Mashma Kesura Shel Yerab. Now the Ramban over there doesn't say it's a Gzeru. He says it along the lines of it's a defining element of the Malacha, like we were saying before. So according to the Chayodim, the difference is the type of process which is done. It's done in a full rechayim and a full. It's like a whole process of milling, as opposed to doing it in this grading process. It's a different type of process. According to the Ayurab, the chiluk is we're defining what the malacha is. Is this a chila process malacha versus a storage process malacha? And according to the Rosh, or maybe the argument is it's a question of exera, what you might come to do for more than you need for yom tov. Three approaches. Okay, let's finish off the mishabur over here.
What are the three approaches?
We have three approaches. We have the chayotim, the difference between grain, why some grading, some grinding is mutter, some is osur, some teichen is osur, some teichen is mutter. So teichon is done with the rechayim, which is that's a full that's tchina gemurah. That's normal. That's mamash what normal tchina is, and that's us doing it with a smaller type of a mill or a grater, which is a different type of process. Totally. So that's not the issue of tchina. According to Ramban, it's a question of if you're doing a process which is storage. You're preparing it to then store it, as opposed to you're preparing it to then use it to eat. According to the Rosh, for the chiluk is whether you're going to the gzera. You might come to if you do more than one day at a time. Normal if you normally do more than one day at a time, and you're doing it in a kli, which you normally do more than one day at a time. There's a gzera. You might come to do more than one day at a time, which is going to be also.
How are the last two so different?
There is one is a definition, and the heter of yom tov is malacha zechol nefesh. So a malacha which is normally done in the process of for storage means you're going to do the malacha and then store it. That means it's not part of zechol nefesh because you're not doing it as part of the chila process. Mm-hmm. And the things that you do to eat, you know, those that they didn't have, you know, they wanted to eat bread, they go take some flour, make a dough, and bake it. So that was part of the chila process. That's Ochel Nefesh. Harvesting or grinding wheat into flour, it wasn't done on this small basis as needed for when you want to eat. It was done at one time and then you store it. So that's the remote. That's not that Ochel Nefesh. Even if you personally right now want to do just a little bit just to be able to eat, it's a loss. Because this is a malacha, which is a storage malacha, not an achila malacha. So now the question is, how do you look at a grain? So I don't wait to the last minute for a grain. I grind it on the grater. I grate it on the grater 2 or 3 days worth of the time. So that's he's saying that somewhere in the middle. He says we can still consider that. That's not called a storage malacha. It's basically you're ready to eat right now. You make some and you have a little. You make while you're at it, you can make a few days worth of the time. That wasn't there. Now Kaponim back in the Shabbat. Yes, it's on its ksas, even though meeker than its water, you should do a shinui. So what's the shinui? Kishatech and hatam chashloi al gabi ha-ka'ora, el al gabi ha-mapa. oyala shulchan mikri shini. So the shini is sufficient if you don't put a, normally put a bowl there, but you rather you put it directly onto a tablecloth or onto the table, that's enough of a shini to make a mut. Okay. Mutalato yamta yirok is dak dak b'lishini. You can chop up a very fine salad, vegetables into very small pieces. You know, normally that in Shabbos we say that's a problem of teichin, but that's clearly an achila process. Teichin, it's not grinding. You make a salad. So before you make a salad, you chop into small pieces. So that's clearly an achila process, and that's going to be mut. And then he quotes, he says, besides the fact that these things are mefik tam. Obviously, you can't do more than what you need for that day. So all these things, which the derech is that they're going to derech is that they lose the flavor. They definitely they're mefik tam in a real way. So they only you know you make sure that you do not need a shinui. With the matzah l'shinui, you're allowed to grind up matzahs without a shinui because they already were ground. Who had the matzahs? The mutalach l'shbeklim yuchid k'mashadogim litcha nusam ala murig. You could, they would do it on this grater. There's no double tchina. Even not a shini at all, it's going to be mutter. You can't pull out the pieces which are too big, even though you do it by hand. Unless you've had to regrind them. Oh, that's too big, I can't use that, to take it out. So that's psalus. The also be yomtiv chadman dhamma, even on yomtiv that's also psalus, according to one opinion, commercial spiral come in tough kufov, sit pays by go. That's interesting. We'll see, but that the ikr psak is not like that. The ikr psak is that bearer is mutter on yomtiv. But you have to do the least tircha. So if the tircha, the least tircha is pselus from oichel, then that's mutter and yamtiv. So v'im yirtzeh l'kach l'ikom. So if you want to do take it out, ichem imatz kemat lecha chashash the brayer k'mashi zbar behil shabbos imishniyotes ayin b'aloch. So, if you look at the Biralochas, he raises the question, like, why are we doing this? So he brings the Mishabura in regards to Breris Piri Matzah. Then he brings the Taz, then he says, V'nei Darkei Moshe, on the next page, Dachel Zed, Dokai Malon, the Kamam Simitav Kufiud, the Biyamtev, Barer Kedarker, Barer is Mutan Yamtev. Each one has the terrors why this case is going to be worse and why it doesn't have that heter. That's the question that he asked over here. Let's just finish off the simon. Dalit. Mutter adam lim doi tavlin litin bikder b'shir shal yachdiach tavshila. You're allowed to measure the spice that you're putting into this food. In order that you don't want to put too much in because that'll make the flavor too spicy and it'll have like a burnt flavor. You don't want it to be burnt due to the strong spices.
He says
you want to take out the bigger pieces that you ground matzah up into matzah mel. Right, so some pieces didn't grind well, so you have some small, you have some bigger pieces. You want to take the bigger pieces out because they won't taste good in your matzah and your kneadlos. So he says you can't take that out because those are not usable. So that's like pselus and moichel.
What does the word
morat mean? Which word?
You take out a little morat? Flour with the bigger pieces.
Was like a grater. So you take out some flour with it, so that's why it's going to be
read that last time.
You can't measure flour. But over here, that's mamash going to make the flavor of the food burnt. That's mut. Too much spices takes away the whole flavor of the thing. If a person generally is able to do it just by estimation, and apparently they don't know what they're doing, so that's going to be asur on yom tov. There's no tzarach yom tov. They are matter measuring when there's a tzarach yom tov, not when there's no tzarach yom tov.
For spices.
For spices.